This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back. Joined by head coach Jim Berkman. And coach, tough loss today.
It was a heartbreaker. You know, we put ourselves in a position to win the game by coming back and fighting hard in the fourth quarter, playing great defense for 60 minutes. You know, our faceoff guy gave us an opportunity with the win in overtime and ran the man up play, threw the ball right to where we wanted. And we're 1 yard in front of the goal. You know, and we had the shot we wanted to win. Their goalie came up big, you know. And then their kid comes down. He makes a great play. But, I mean, I don't know. You're sitting up here, but that looked like the second time today he dove in the crease. You know, he ended up in the crease his whole body both times on two of those goals. Those are questionable. But, you know, we had the shot to win the game in overtime. And, you know, and that's difficult to swallow when you got it such a tight shot to win the game in overtime.
Speak to that fourth quarter, which was you get the man-up opportunity at the beginning, and then Stevenson, for the most part, just dominates possession for 10 minutes, picks up three goals. What happened out there?
We didn't clear the ball. I mean, we had a midi throw the ball all the way up 45 yards right to their team. We had a defenseman run over the midfield line that shouldn't have. You know, we missed four clears in a row, and that was our demise in the fourth quarter when they did. You know, but to our credit, we didn't give up, and we made an adjustment on the clear and brought four guys down, and we cleared the last couple times to give us an opportunity to come back and get those last two goals to tie it, you know, in those last 2 minutes.
They put up a lot of shots in the fourth, 22 in the fourth. Until that point, your team had held them to just 18, and this is a team that likes to shoot a lot, averaging 47.
I mean, we shut them down, but again, the shots resulted for them us not clearing the ball and giving them the ball back. You know, those four clears in the fourth quarter, all of a sudden, you know, they had a couple of possessions where they were just letting it go from everywhere. You know, that probably negates 10 of those shots right there from those four possessions that we gave up in our failure to clear the ball, you know, in the fourth quarter.
Your extra man grouping, 1 for 7 officially on the stat sheet. You were able to get one at the very end of the game. Speak to the game we saw from Nate Blondino.
Nate's not there yet. He's not even close to where he is. I mean, he can't run full speed yet. You know, his stick's there. He needs a little bit more confidence. You know, he's a kid's coming back from a major injury. He's practiced full, two live hard practices. The other ones were pregame practices. You know, he's a ways away. I told you before. He's he's 10 days, 2 weeks away. We wanted to give him some opportunities to get some experience. But you know, he's got a ways to go yet.
We saw Newt Krause go down with an injury, came back in the next defensive possession. What did you see out there with that?
I didn't see it. I mean, apparently he fell on his knee and tweaked it a little bit, but it wasn't anything major. He just kind of went down hard on it.
And he was just fine the rest of the game then?
Yeah.
Okay. We saw Connor Anderson, that actually the last goal that they got in regulation, he was very upset with the call that it was a goal, and it looked like it actually went off the pipe, went off the top of the crossbar. What did you see as far as that? What did you see with?
I couldn't see it. I didn't even, you know, from the sidelines, all I heard is I heard a ping and them yelling goal, and the ball wasn't in the net. So, you know, I don't know what happened, if it came off the net and popped right back out or what. I don't know how that was a goal.
You've got a game just on Saturday, another conference game. You head on the road against Southern Virginia. How quickly do you get past this and work on what exactly needs to happen next?
Well, obviously we got to recover. This is a pretty emotional game, a real physical game. You know, James Burton was beat up in the game, got a concussion. It's going to be out for a week at least. You know, we physically got to recover a little bit. Got a long trip to hopefully take care of a conference game on Saturday, and then to regroup and get some good practices in on Monday and Tuesday before we head back up to Wesley for another conference game in Marymount next Saturday.
Well, thank you, Coach, and good luck on the road. We will see Coach Berkman and the Seagulls again against Marymount. That game will be 10 days from today. That will be April 4th against the Marymount Saints when they come here to Seagull Stadium. So be sure to tune in for that. And that will do it for us here at Seagull Stadium. This has been Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.